Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, that's right. Good morning to all. It's a great morning. It really is. The Phillies are going to be in action in 2 days. And it's going to be, as Ray just said, against either the Mets or Brewers. It'll be fascinating to watch that game tonight. Howard Eskin with us in just one moment. A couple things here, top of the hour. Let me say, first off, a major thank you. And I wish I'd said this last segment, but a major thank you to someone you may not know, but he does a phenomenal job behind the scenes for us at WIP, and that's Matt Battle. You know, that audio we just played, that compilation, and James, you know, that took a lot of time years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
When we first put it together.
We spent like hours and hours
time.
Going through all the audio, but then you're right, we gave it to Matt, and Matt took it from there.
So Matt is just a magician with audio and all sorts of stuff, and he is the person primarily responsible for putting that together. So we thank Matt, major contribution, which, you know, look, we hope to add to it in a couple weeks, because obviously there's a real chance at a title in a couple weeks.
Guys, so. As I was sitting here next to John Middleton, he turned to me and showed me his arm.
Yeah.
There were dude. With goosebumps up and down. He was covered in goosebumps.
Yeah.
He showed me the physiological change. I mean, the moment that thing started playing.
I saw it too.
It was incredible.
No, I saw
his
reaction.
And I think we all did. Like, he's a fan like us. Like,
I know.
We all had that exact same reaction.
Correct. Yeah. All right, no life advice with the hammer today. We often do it, but not today. Of course, when we do it, it's always brought to us by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, go to MHSLift.com. We broadcast today from a really raucous Chickies and Pete's, and I mean raucous in a great way. People are excited, rightfully so. Red October in 2 days, and the broadcast here, kind of a pep rally of sorts, presented by Budweiser. Enjoy ice-cold Budweiser during all Phillies postseason action at Chickies and Pete's. All right, let's welcome the King, Howard Eskin. And Howard, thanks for waiting a couple extra minutes. I do appreciate it. Good morning, King.
A couple? A couple, can you not count?
Well, remember when that Super Bowl got delayed for like 40 minutes because the lights went out?
Oh,
Yeah, that was messed up.
Ravens, Niners.
The lights were out in the entire
Yeah, Howard, remember they put Steve Tasker on the TV for like 5 minutes and he didn't know
was
what
that,
to say?
Was that when Baltimore was in?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Niners.
Yes, it was unbelievable. The lights go out in the Super Bowl.
And then the game turned, right? Weren't the Niners winning and then it flipped the other way? I think that's true.
I think so. Yeah.
Don't know. All right, King, let's get to it. We'll do a lot of Eagles and Phils here with you today. Let's go through some of the decisions that Rob Thompson is faced with. And when he joined us earlier, he didn't declare on some or most of these. But game two starter, I kind of think it's going to be Sanchez. But who do you think it should be, Sanchez or Nola?
I think it should be Nola, but it will not be Nola because, as Rob said yesterday during his news conference, he said that – Nola, I mean, basically everybody knows Nola could pinch anywhere. So that was an indication to me, and I think everybody else, that he feels more comfortable with Nola pitching. Actually, with Nola pitching on the road, because the third game would be on the road. So I think it's going to be Sanchez. It's like down the line, assuming they're going to win the next series, they're going to need a fourth starter. That to me is the real question.
But yeah, how concerned are you about Ranger, Howard?
Very, very. Yeah, I don't think you can put – I don't think he went over the top saying, he on the radar gun, he ticked 92.
Yeah, he said 92, 93.
Who cares what he ticked? Yeah, who cares what he ticked? You got to have location. The whole game for pitchers, it's all about location. So I can't believe that he'd be the fourth starter. There's got to be – well, they got to figure that out. But, the lineup – I think he knows what the lineup's going to be. I'm hoping it's the Mets, because there'll be more energy. There'll be energy in the ballpark anyway. But to see those two fan bases go after each other, I think is another part of the game. Milwaukee's a good team, yeah. But the Mets would create a little more excitement. But I think he knows who he's going to play and who he's going to start.
Will Taiwan Walker be on the roster for the NLDS?
The double A or the single A roster are you talking about?
Good answer.
Or will he play in another country? It's just not one single little itty bitty chance that will he be on.
I agree with you. James thinks he's going to be on the roster. I agree with you, Howard.
You think Spencer Turnbull factors into some?
Well, James's theory is you might have a game that goes to extra innings.
I was just basing on Dombrowski said that to us. And who else is it? It's Colby out. Who's your 12th pitcher, Howard? I understand
I'm
that.
I'm with you, Howard. I don't care
in
either.
Reality,
what can Spencer Turnbull do?
I don't want it to be him
either. Turnbull doesn't sound ready. Based on what Rob
doesn't sound like he's ready.
I was going to go Turnbull with that 12th spot, but then Topper said he's not ready.
He might not be ready, but we already know what Walker is.
I agree. All right, Howard, let's go to the outfield. Without going, this guy, does the outfield worry you? Because it does worry me. I mean, they feel pretty light, center to left. They feel pretty light.
I had lunch with a baseball executive, former baseball executive, a couple days ago. Actually, it was at Chickies and Pete's. So we got together, and he says, let's look at the Phillies outfield. He said, who is a starting outfielder in Major League Baseball? Castellanos.
Yep.
The other guys are fourth outfielders.
Yeah, Marsh is a platoon guy, basically.
Right, and so is Rojas.
Well, Rojas is someone I don't think should even start at all.
Well, and so is Hayes.
I agree.
They've got
He's never, to their credit, they've never said Hayes was a platoon guy. They've said he was an everyday guy from the moment he arrived in town.
They did.
Yeah, but the point is, I'm worried about their lineup. And listen, they're a very good team. There's no question. Let's make that clear. But they have flaws in that lineup. The two and three hitters have to hit. It's okay. The pitching in the playoffs, that's what usually wins anyway, in the playoffs. The pitching's going to have to be really good, and the back end of their bullpen's going to have to be good, because in baseball, six or seven innings is all your start is going to go, so you're going to need your bullpen. But I'm worried about the lineup, like who you put out there. They're just interchangeable parts. Castellanos is the only really legitimate starter.
I agree.
In
on the
that
outfield. Yeah, I agree. Howard, let's get to the Eagles. So I have a theory.
Yeah, can I address something about the Eagles?
Sure.
Because it's been it's not been stated correctly, and it's not been addressed and really analyzed correctly. And it's Jalen Hurts, and everybody wants to talk about Jalen Hurts and the head coach, and it was misunderstood or not. Nobody wanted to understand it the other day. The question, and we all know the question, and it was Elliot, and I get it. You and Nick, obviously, big voices on the team as the head coach and the quarterback. As you enter the bye and want to find out identity, do you two talk about what you want the message to be to the team, or kind of how you want to handle as you go into the second part of the year? And his response was, we have our moments. Now, that doesn't mean, that was a question directly about, do you address, talking about addressing the team? Not does he talk to Nick Sirianni. And I obviously, I tried to check it further. He and Nick get along fine. He and Nick get along, Nick Sirianni get along fine. There should have been a follow-up question, and there wasn't. And the next question was, what are you going to do during the bye? You know, it wasn't represented properly, and people are making out like he and Nick Sirianni don't get along. Jalen Hurts has got to play better. Let me make that clear.
That's the main thing, Howard, right?
Yeah.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right. That's like, because Howard, here's my thing on the first 4 weeks. Both Nick and Jalen deserve to be criticized, but Jalen deserves to be criticized far more than Nick.
Oh,
I think that's open to debate.
No,
that's
I mean, it clearly is. That's the way people react. But Howard, I think it's easy to see that Jalen's the bigger problem.
Well, he is the bigger problem. The quarterback is, you can't win and go far without your quarterback playing well. How many teams do that? And John, you just have this agenda about Nick Sirianni. And I'll give you an example. The other day when he was on the air with you guys, you say, hey, Nick, you're 3-8 going into last year. That's 7 games from last year. So let me address another team, John. The Vikings were 1-6 in their last 7 games. That's 7 for the Vikings, 7 for the Eagles. They're 4-0 this year. So now they still have a losing record if you go back 7 games, by my math, John, but I'm not a Stanford guy. But they still go back. You're going back 7 games last year into this year. They still have a losing record.
But, Howard, the caveat is this feels like last year. You know what I mean? Like they,
well, yeah, but that,
when
and
they
that's
win,
the point.
When they win.
We haven't won the turnover battle in 12 straight games.
And it's this year, and they are not good enough.
12 straight games,
so
that goes back to last year.
Yeah, but I'm not going back to last year because they're a different team.
Well, I am. I think the trends go back to last year. If you object to the fact that I did, sorry, I did. I think the trends existed going back to last year. Jalen's play started falling off last year, in my mind.
They have different players than last year.
Well, so
they have a new offensive coordinator who calls the plays, by the way. You know, so they're different. So let's address this year. This year they're not good enough. I am so disappointed. 2-2 is not good enough. The 2-2 is just not good enough. I know it's only 500. That's not good enough. That's what we got to address. They're not good enough this year. Right now, they're not good enough.
I agree.
I don't care King, about enjoy Red October, my man. And look, we'll see where the Eagles go.
Hey, if they don't win the next game, we are all going to go crazy.
Phillies or Eagles?
The Eagles. I mean, okay. The Phillies.
Both? Both?
Probably both.
Well, if the Phillies don't win the next series, we're going to go crazy.
Well, that's a given.
If the Eagles don't beat Cleveland because they suck, If they don't beat Cleveland, oh my gosh, yeah. Where does it go from there? Because then they have to go to Cincinnati.
So, I got it.
You know,
Howard, stay well, buddy. We'll talk next week. Thanks, Howard. I guess he's gone. All right. Let's go to...
all right. See you later,
Howard. Let's go to John. He's calling from Plymouth Meeting. Good morning, John.
Hey, how's it going? I'm so excited for Phillies October Red. We're all excited here at work. We got Phillies Red on, Phillies Blue. I can't get over how excited I am. I just can't wait to find out who we're playing.
Tell you,
you sound excited.
John, you're so excited.
I can't tell that you're excited.
But John, you said it backwards. You said Phillies October Red.
That's how excited he is.
Yeah,
you can't even speak correctly.
It works that way, though. It does work that way. I like it.
Yeah, we're all here, work excited, chanting like "Go Phillies!" It's nuts. I'm more excited this year than I have been the past three.
Because we have a better chance to win it all, buddy. Yeah.
I believe it. I believe it. I don't care who we play. You know, to win the World Series, you got to beat every team. I don't care if it's the Mets or the Brewers. I can't. I'm so excited.
I hope we
see the Eagles are giving me agita, but the Phillies, you know,
I hear you.
The Phillies give me agita too, but I'm really excited about them.
All right, go ahead.
I think I got the Red to win it all.
Let me hear it.
You guys actually helped me out with this answer when you were talking about Gordon and Marie on Sesame Street. This man's met presidents, he's met first ladies, he helps kids how to teach or to read and write and deal with their emotions. Elmo.
It's a good answer.
Elmo is a good answer.
Yeah, love Elmo.
For sure. Look, we're going to have this simple like Elmo versus the not simple like Mars. You know what I mean?
Elmo beats Mars any day.
I don't know. We're going to have to decide by the end.
There's no way Elmo beats
Mars. Oh, I think Elmo beats Mars. We might run into some issues here.
Mars is a planet.
Well, but John, Elmo is a beloved childhood figure.
By who?
My daughter loved Elmo. Every kid I've ever met loved Elmo.
Children did not.
I lean Mars, but I will say
some children find Elmo annoying.
Look, well, that I agree with that. But I lean Mars, but I will say Elmo has impacted more humans than Mars.
Without a doubt.
We've never interacted with Mars.
Yeah, Mars is
just
there.
I mean, we sent a rover up there. But, all right, Ben,
the best stuff with Mars has been fictional. It's been creations.
Yeah, all right, Ben, there's so much going on here.
Wait, Elmo's... also fictional.
Elmo is also interacts with real people.
All right. Ben, that montage of audio we played, taking out the two title wins, championship wins,
uh-huh.
Which moment struck you the most of the 20-something we played when you heard it?
I've always been partial to Michael Jack's 500th in Pittsburgh. And it was such a time in my life where I was so into baseball, obviously, and into the Phillies, and I just remember that call, and it's the call that when I give HK, it's the call that I think of the most of all his calls, because it was, you know, as Michael says, you know, he gave me that name, like it was,
I know,
that was everything, and to have him reach that and to see him run around the bases clapping his hands in that fashion and the way H described it, it's always stuck in my head.
Rhea, which one, again, taking off the ones where they win the World Series, which moment hit you the most?
The Roy Halladay.
I mean, which one? There were two.
The one where in Miami.
The perfect game.
Yeah, the perfect game. Wow. Because what I remember most about that, I was at the shore, and we were all watching the Flyers. Was it game two?
Game one.
But it was a nice night out, so we had the windows open. And I start hearing like this out of sync cheering going, and I'm like, so I grabbed my phone, and I went, yeah, we got to put the Phillies game on.
Yeah.
It's like, so, but I love that call.
James,
that
which
call.
One for you?
I'm sorry you asked this because it hit me different. Like, there have been different answers, and this time it was the weights. It was the 07 pennant clinch. It was Kim Batiste. It was the lovable group of losers. Those three pieces of audio, feeling the memory of what it felt like for the first time ever for me, and then in, you know, 14 years later, whatever it was, like I felt that weight when I heard that audio this time more than I have in the past.
John, is it for you Bedlam? Like you weren't as hardcore baseball growing up as the rest of us were. So Bedlam at the Bank, does that one hit you the most?
The first walk off I ever saw was Michael Franco.
Well, I know.
While we were there.
Yeah, like,
that's not good.
Yeah, I think Bedlam, absolutely. I mean, it's very recent.
It's
very recent.
I mean, Bedlam, you can make a case, guys, other than the moments they've won the championship.
Yeah.
You can make a case that maybe the next two biggest, maybe, are Bedlam at the Bank and the final out of the 80 NLCS when Gary Maddox caught the ball in center field.
And Sisler, we never talk about
and
it.
We didn't have the audio.
Exactly,
we didn't have the audio.
But that one probably is one of those moments
sure.
for people
so,
who are there for.
You know, but I know for, you know, here's the thing about the Phillies. So it took 98 years to win a World Series.
Yep.
I mean, Ben. 98 years.
It's not an easy thing to do.
Well, I should say 98. So let me just say this. People
it's
often
not Ben's
say
fault,
people
Joe.
Often say 97 years. It's not. It's 97 seasons. Excuse me. It's 97 years. It's 98 seasons.
Correct.
Like it was their 98th season when they won in 1980.
Yeah. It's
incredible.
Not, think about, and I hate to bring them up, but think about what the Braves did in the 90s.
Yeah,
they won 14 NL East titles in a row. How many World Series they win?
One.
It's not easy.
It really isn't. All right, 215.
At the expense of Jason Kelsey's Cleveland Indians. I'm sure that was a
tough
moment for young Jason Kelsey.
215-592-9494. All right, a lot up ahead. We're going to get to a lot of calls next because we haven't done as many as we wanted to today, obviously with all the guests. We're coming to you on the phone lines next from Chickies and Pete's on 94 WIP.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.